Okay, yesterday we started the discussion of the din midirabbanon of Maimat Shloshton. Rav is the one. Omrav Huna Omarav. Maimat Shloshton is Kana. The Gemara understands that Rav is not the one who invented this takana drabbanon. He's telling us that in the days of the Tanoim, such a takana was instituted. We don't have any Mishnayos or Toseftas recording it. Very strange. So the Gemara quotes Rav Zvid, says that that's the last line in the Mishnah here. Because he's kind of with Maim Shlosh. Rapapa denies it. So according to Rapapa, it could be that it was not, that did not exist in the days of the Tanakh. It could be that Rab is the one who initiated this Takana de Rabban. The Gemara says that the Tosis said on the top of Yudal and Manal, Tilchus of Laitaima, there certainly is a reason what motivated the rabbis to institute the Takana de Rabban. If without a motivation, they wouldn't change the Din Deraisa. The Gemara says Hilchus Sabalai Taima means that usually called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Derais a Tikkun, and here there is no Kein Derais. There's no way to explain it. Fine. So here there is still a bit of a discussion. What is the nature of this Takana de Rabbanan? We have the Rambam in the very very first halacha in Perak Aleph Halacha Aleph in Hilchus Mechira. The Rambam writes the first rule: Ein Hamekech Nikdem Dvar. If I own the Taltalim. Let's say I own a cup of tea, I own karka, I own a building. I want to transfer ownership to someone else. So the Rambam writes, the first rule, Berak Aleph Halach Aleph, Ein HaMekech Nikdem Midvar. You cannot, by just making a statement, you cannot transfer ownership. I think in New York State law, if it's Metaltalim, you can't transfer ownership just by making a statement. I say, I sell you the Gemara for $5, and so, even though you didn't make a Hagba, you didn't make a Meshicha, I just make an oral statement. You didn't pay me the money yet, so you're kind of the Gemara already. And with karka, the New York State requires that you should make a Maisa Kinyan. And halacha, we don't distinguish. Karka Metaltalim, you have to have a Maisa Kinyan. Yeah. Is there ever a case where you can transfer ownership with Dvarim alone, just by making a statement? So the Mishnah has in the first parak in Kiddushin begins, so Isha Niknas, which Kinyanim do you make? A husband doesn't own his wife, but in order to become married, he has to make a Maisa Kinyan. So we learn a kicha misde Ephron. Kicha by Ste Ephron, he acquired ownership of the Moras HaMachpeli, but he purchased the field. Over here, the husband doesn't buy his wife. She's not for sale. It's a Maisa Kinyan, and it's a Halois Ishus. They're married. But you need a Maisa Kinyan, so it's called Huisha Niknas. So then it has, after the series of Mishnayos by Kiddushin, then it says that Karka is Niknas because of Bishtar Mechazok, and the Tatlim are Niknam like this, and has Avarim are Niknam like this. Had he kind of have a divi, had he kind of have a knaini, has a list of all the different kinyon. And then it says, Amirasa lagavaya kimsirasa lahed yadami. If I want to give you ownership of karka metaltalim, you have to make a kinyon. You have to make kinyon. Bidvarim alone, the kinyon isn't going to take effect. But if I make a declaration, I hereby declare the house that belongs to me, that big building is mine. I say the house now belongs to Hegdish, or I say the cup of tea, whatever. I say I want it to belong to Hegdish. Amirasa legavaya accomplishes bidvarim alone and becomes Hegdish. Hegdish can acquire ownership. Yeah. Where else do you have a kinyan that can take effect bidvarim alone? So there's a famous Tosfos in Bava Kamma and Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, where the Tosfos quotes a Gemara from Rosh Hashanah. There are more people learning Bava Kamma, Daf Lam, and Vav in the base than learning Rosh Hashanah, Daf Vav. So that's why everybody quotes it from the Tosfos and Bava Kamma. The Tosfos and Bava Kamma quotes a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Vav. The Gemara is commenting on the Pasuk in Chumash Dvarim. Motzes v'secha tishma v'yosisa kashen adayta al Hashem al kechon adoba kashen dibarto b'ficha. So the Gemara says every word in that Pasuk has another connotation. So the Gemara says b'ficha zutzdaka. What do you see from that pasuk b'ficha zutzdaka? That just like there's a rule amirasa lagavoya to gavoya to hegdish amirasa lagavoya kimsirasa lahed yadami. You can either transfer ownership. I own the building and I say hereby declare the building belongs to hegdish and now belongs to hegdish. I can say I accept upon myself an obligation to donate to hegdish $1 million. So amirasa lagavoya accomplishes either to create a hischayvus moment to that amount. Or can accomplish to be makna a bien, to be makna a building. So Tosis quotes the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Davov. Gemara Rosh Hashanah is in the middle of the sugya of Balti Acher. Balti Acher is over there, not pasuk. Motzecha tishmar Then it says, the next pasuk. So the Gemara says that there is a din of bal tiachir on tzedakah, and also b'ficha zut tzedakah. So you say b'ficha means amirasai. So we assume amirasai l'gavoya even applies to tzedakah.
Yeah.
That's a big machlekes in Shulchan Aruch. That was historically a machlekes, the Beis Yosef and the Ramah. They lived in two different countries. They were contemporaries. The Beis Kai lived in Tzfas in Eretz Yisrael in the 1500s. And the Ramah lived in Kroka in Poland. So they had a machlekes by correspondence. The Maaseh Shoheh was there was a man who took a pledge by the Reformers. They only come 3 days a year. They only come twice a year to Shul. They only come Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So let's say they made an appeal on Yom Kippur, and he pledged to give $10,000. He doesn't come to Shul till next Rosh Hashanah. I'm going to tell Yom Kippur and make an announcement. Next year, high holiday services will be held on September 31st, whatever. So he has a whole year to pay his pledge. Then he drops dead in the middle of the year. So the guy took a neder, and he never paid the neder, and he died. So will anything be accomplished if his Yorshim pay? So if you say he's mechuyev mitam neder, he took a neder, once he died, he's mechuyev to do a lot of mitzvahs. He has to shake a lulav, he has to sit in sukkah. If the father died and he didn't fulfill his mitzvah of motzvah sechet tishmar, it's not going to help. Is it going to help if the children are going to eat matzah? If the father didn't eat matzah, the children are going to sit in sukkah. The father didn't sit in sukkah. So it's not going to help if he died and he didn't pay his debt. So it's not going to help. So the only question is, maybe I should say Amirasa Lagavaya, Kim Sirasa Lahed Yadami, makes it that there's a shibud, not just that there's a mitzvah motzu sasecha, a mitzvah to keep your nidre mitzvah. Maybe it creates a shibud nechasim, so even after he dies, if he leaves assets, so the tzedakah can collect from the yoshim. So that was a major machlok. So Rabbi Yosef Kara has, in his tshuvas, Rabbi Yosef Kara has, what are the name of the tshuvas Rabbi Yosef Kara? Afkas Rechel. So in Afkas Rechel, he has a tshuva, where he says that the Amirasa the Gavaya does not apply to tzedakah. The man is Mukhiyib Mitam Nidre Mitzvah, Gishtarbin and Gishtarbin. He died, so he says, it's too late. So he didn't have an opportunity to fulfill his mitzvah. He lost his chance. And the Ramah disagrees, and it's in Shulchan Aruch also like that. The Ramah disagrees, and he says that just like Amirasa the Gavaya creates Kinyonim on Bien, and it creates Shibud Nechosin that you have to pay, not just that it creates a Nether. A nidre mitzvah. A guy takes a neder not to eat potato chips. Is also, there's no shibud nechasim on that. That's a neder. So in addition to that, we say amirasa l'gavaya by tzedakah. If he accepts upon himself to give tzedakah, he accepts a particular thing is going to give to tzedakah, so the kinyan takes effect. Yeah. So there, so we paskin, the Ramah paskins like that. Amirasa l'gavaya applies gavaya to hegdish, and amirasa l'gavaya applies also to tzedakah. So the Shaila is like this, what's over here with this Maimon Shloshtim story? We usually subscribe to the rule, Perak Aleph Halacha Aleph in the Rambam, Ein Amekech Nikdim Midvarim. What's over here? By Maimon Shloshtim, the Kinyan takes effect with Das alone? Amirasai ben Maimon Shloshtim, Kim Sirasa Lehed Yadami. That was the Takanam of the Rabbanon. That's what it means, the Hilchus of Balei Taima. That it's a kinyan that's accomplished. The kinyan can take effect with expressing das alone, or should you say no? Let's say you're holding on to my pikadon, which belongs to me, and I ask you, maybe you'll be kind of the pikadon on behalf of Pliny. So you say fine. So you can pick it up and be kind of a Pliny. So let's say, do you have to pick it up? What if it's in your chatzer? Would that work also? Chatzer shaladam is kainah lo shalami dait and zekinya chatzer. So your chatzer, if a dovish al hefka falls in, if I put a matana, I want you to be kainah matana. I put a matana in your chatzer, so your chatzer is taifas for you, it's kainah for you. What if we're learning git? So let's say the woman appoints a shliach le kabbalah sager. So the husband can give the get to the Yad HaShaliach. What if the husband, the shliach has a house, so the shliach said, the husband comes to the home of the shliach, says, I'd like to give you the get. He's busy now, whatever, his fingers are all sticky, he's fixing his automobile, and it's all greasy. He doesn't want to accept the get, now he's going to get it all greasy. So the shliach says, no problem, I'm the shliach of your wife. Put the get on the table, and that'll be the nesina. The chotzer will be kinder, my chotzer will be kinder for your wife, because I'm the shliach. That's acceptable. your chotze can be kind of for someone else because you're the shliach of the other person. So you're the shliach if you hold it in your hand. But your chotze is also good. Or let's say, I want to give a gift to Pliny, and Pliny is not here. So I put the gift in your chotze, and I'll say, Zachan al mishlei b'fanav, you agreed to be kind of the matana for Pliny. You say, fine. So I'll put the gift in your chotze, and you'll say, Zachan li adam shalai b'fanav. The chotze is toifus for a different person. Is that legitimate? So that's, Taisus assumes the Dava Pasha that it does work. This Taisus on our daf assumes the Dava Pasha that it works. Taisus has the discussion on Yud Gimla Mabez Dima Maschel Gufa. Oymer Riva Bechein Rabbi Natam. Imamai Mishloshim Kona Bal Korcha Shaloi Vel Shal Nivka. It works even against the wishes. Why the Eloi Kona Yale Mirtzono? If you should say not like the Riva and the Rabbi Natan, that it only works, my Mishloshin only works if the middleman is in consents to it, he agrees to it. So the man the Yom Adavka be Pikodin. Gemara had a machlokes whether my Mishloshin only works by Pikodin or even by Milvan. We pass and even by Milvan, like Shmuel. Okay, so Tosis he asks the man the Yom Adavka according to that opinion in the Gemara Adavka be Pikodin Koma. So what do you need? Lama Hutzuchel the second my Mishloshin Yom Adav Zechei. And you'll say Zachin the Adam Shleib Befanav. What means Zachin Adam Shleib Befanav? But the Bikodin is not in his hand. The Bikodin is in his chotzer. So Tosis is not bothered by that. And Tosis says, unless you'll say Ve'inir Adoyma, unless you say like this, that the only time they needed to make a takana Ma'im Shloshin is if the Bikodin is not in the Rishus of the Shomer. But Kolzman, the Bikodin is in the Rishus of the Shomer, then it's good midin Zachin the Adam Shleib Befanav. So that's a big chiddush what Tosis is assuming. Pashtus says there's room to dingzach. That my chotze can only be teifus for me. How can my chotze be teifus for somebody else? Rabbi Akiva Eger in Hilchos Beis HaKnesses has a long footnote on the margin that's printed in the Shulchan Aruch on commenting on the Magen Avraham there. So he quotes the Mishlei Melech, he quotes a Yerushalmi, that this possibly a suffix in Yerushalmi, whether the chotze of the shliach lekabolas aged can be teifus to get for the isha.
Would it make a difference whether the owner of the chotzer is standing near the chotzer or not?
I mean, if the owner is standing there, then the Gemara says that it worked me din yad.
Yeah.
That could be. Okay. The Gemara says that there are two kinds of chotzer. Chotzer by get is only good if the isha is standing on medis b'tzad chotzerah, so then it works chotzer mitam yad. Ma yad b'samach, av kol b'samach. You have to have. So that is considered as if it's a yad of the balachotza. So the yad of the balachotza, you can say, I want to be teifus for the other person. Okay, that could be. Yeah, but the Pstosis seems to say, Alpi Pashtus, that even if the balachotza is not standing next to the chotzer, as long as the pikotn is in his chotzer, and the mafkid tells the shomer, I want you to be koine the matana, on behalf of the third person, and the nifka, the shomer is maskim, so Taisa says that's a double pasha that works. Midin zalchidam shalvefonim. It's not so pasha that everybody would agree. Rabbi Kivega assumes a double pasha that it's good, but the Mishlei Melech quotes Yerushalmi. The simple reading of the Yerushalmi is that that's the suffix, whether a chatzah can be taifas for somebody else other than the bala chatzah. It not because biyad hanifkad literally, el biyad acherim. I don't think so. That'll happen a lot of times. Tosis says it's a far-fetched case. They're not going to make a takana just for that far-fetched case when the pikodin is not biyada. Why? The pikodin usually is not biyada. He leaves the pikodin in his house. He doesn't walk around with the pikodin in his hand all the time. I don't think so. So Taisa assumes that the Pasha that what? The Pashtus in Taisa says that if the Pikodin is Birshusa Shal HaNifkad and the Nifkad is in agreement, the Shomer is in agreement that he should be Koina the Pikodin on behalf of the third party, so that works Midin Zachon Yoshlai Befonov. So what do you need at Takana the Rabbanon of Maim Shloshin? So you say Maim Shloshin is only needed in the case, in the event that the Bikotin is not in the Rishus of the Nifkat. Usually it is going to be in the Rishus of the Nifkat. What? They're going to make a Takana for such an unusual case. So Taisa says, no, must be. I'm a Rivav, Chayim Beit Tam. Maim Shloshin works even Balkorcha Shalan Nifkat. Even Balkorcha Shalan Nifkat. So if it works Balkorcha Shalan Nifkat, it's not a form of Zachon Adam Shleib Befanav. So how does it work? So the pashtus is that it's a hakno midas, that although usually we have a rule, ein ha-mekach niknim midvarim, so this is an exception to the rule, that the mekach is niknim midvarim. We have in Kiddushin, and the Gemara in Ksubas has, the Gemara has in rare cases, dvarim ha-niknim ba-mir, hein ha-dvarim ha-niknim ba-mir. Let's say the two couples, they have a son, they have a daughter, and the children are young, and if they're going to get married, they won't have any parnassus. So what shaykh, how can they go get married? So the parents are interested in having their children marry each other. So they say, if the children get married, I'll give so much support. I'll give, and they single out, I'll give this bedroom set. Let's say one of them has a furniture store. So he says, I'll give this bedroom set that's in the window. I'll give this bedroom set. The other one has towels, a towel store, whatever. He's going to give these things, and he's going to give those things, and then they say an amount of money. So the Gemara says that this is an exception to the rule. Usually you need a kinyan to create a hischayvus moment, and you need a kinyan to transfer ownership of a bien. So the Rambam, when he quotes this din, hein hein hadar ma'nikta ma'mira, he says it works both with respect to kamatanos and lebincha, kamatanos and lebitcha. I promise to support the children with so much money every year, and the other parent promises to support the children with so much every year, and if they single out specific biens, he said, this automobile I'll give them as a gift, and this dining room set, and these towels, and these sheets, and so on. So that there are exceptions to the rule, but you say there are things that are nikdem bamir. So here also, the pashtus is, if you all like the rivon, the rabbein and tam, the Maim Shloshtin even works Bal Korcho Shalva Nifkatz. How does it work? So it's like Amirosa Lagavoya, that Hegdish is kind of with Das alone. And there are more Paskins that Zdok is kind of with Das alone. So here also, the third party is kind of with Das alone. If it's a Maim Shloshtin, it's kind of with Das alone. So it's interesting when you're not dealing with a case where Das alone accomplishes the kinyan, the rule that usually applies is Perak Aleph Halacha Aleph and Mechira Ein Amekech Nikdem Edvar. You can't transfer ownership just with Das alone. So then we have a rule. Take a look at the next verses. Today LePlanim Imayim Shloshim. So we have a din of Shmuel. Shmuel's din is Hamerchesh Nachav V'Chaver V'Chazer Machloi Machul. That's a Gemara in Ksubas on Daf Peivov. Shmuel says that there is an institution of Mechira Shtachay. I have a shtar chayv that I lent $1,000 to someone. I have a shtar that says that he owes me $1,000. So I want to sell the chayv to someone else. The chayv is not yet due. I have another 5 years to wait till he's going to pay me the $1,000. So someone is not going to pay me now a full $1,000 to buy a chayv. He can put his $1,000 in the bank and get interest from it. So he'll pay me, he'll discount it. He'll pay me $900, pay me $950, whatever. He's going to have to wait 5 years till he's going to get the $5,000 of the debt. When a person asks me for a halvoya, so I'm not allowed to say, I don't want to lend you $1,000. If I would leave the money in the bank, I would get interest. I only want to lend you $1,000, you pay me interest. That's the din in the Torah. You're not allowed to charge interest. That's if someone asks me for a halvoya. But if I have a chayv, a shtar chayv, let's do it another 5 years. In 5 years, I'll collect $1,000. So for you don't... You won't want to buy it to pay me $1,000. You'll certainly want to discount it. Mishnah is like that in Makkos and other Masechtos. If I want to sell the Shtachayv, I have to discount it. It's not worth the full $1,000 now. So the Tosfos has a Machlokes Diri and the Rabbein and Tam and other Masechtos where the Mechira Shtachayv works min HaTorah or min the Rabbanon. So the Rambam and the Rif and half of the Balei HaTosfos are of the opinion Mechira Shtachayv only works min the Rabbanon. Why does it only work min the Rabbanon? So Tay says, because whenever you're transferring ownership to someone else, you're selling karka metalplin, you have to make a maisi kinyan. How do you make a maisi kinyan? So if it's metalplin, you do hagbor, you do meshicha, you do chotze, you do yad, you do chalipin. Chalipin is a zet tachazet. So on a chov, how can you make a hagbor on a chov? There's nothing to make a hagbor on the chov. It's an intangible thing. Whether it's a move of bishtar, move al peh, but you're transferring the chov to the other person. So the pashta says that there's no way in the world that you can make a maisa kinyan on a chov that you should transfer it to someone else. So the whole institution of mechirish toris, many rishonim are of the opinion, the whole institution of mechirish toris only works with the rabbanon. So that's what the Tosfos said, that's what the Rif and the Rambam understood in the end of Bava Basra, that because Mechirish Torah doesn't work Min HaTorah, it only works Mid HaRabbanon. So that's why Shmuel claims, HaMechesh Tachav L'Chaveiroi, If I have, I lent you $1,000, I have a shtachev that says you owe me $1,000. I sell the shtachev to someone else, he only pays me $900, $950, because he's going to have to wait 5 years till he'll be able to collect the $1,000. So he's not going to pay the full $1,000. So then later on, after selling the chayv to him, I turn around to you and I say, I'm moichel the $1,000 debt. So the Gemara says, chazer machla machu, that's Shmuel's debt. You still owe me the money. Even though the Chachamim gave me the ability to sell the chayv to someone else, strictly speaking, I can't really sell the chayv to someone else. It's really like a harshah. You're really collecting the debt on my behalf. There's no way in the world that you can sell a chayv. Kinyonim, Maisi Kinyon doesn't relate. And you can't transfer ownership of any mammon without performing a Maisi Kinyon. There's no Maisi Kinyon that works on a chayv because it's an intangible item. It's not a tangible thing like karka and metalfim. Karka lends itself to kinyoni karka. Metalfim lend themselves to kinyoni metalfim. If it's a chayv, a dobish ain't bought mamish, it's $1,000. But it's not you can't touch it with your fingers, so there's no Maisi Kinyon that can relate to it. So therefore the din is why? Because basically the chayv was never sold. Even with the rabbanon, the chayv was never sold. He still owes me the $1,000. I just gave you the ability to, I gave you the right to collect the chayv from the loiva, but strictly speaking the loiva really still owes the money to the malva. But so that's why Shmuel has a din. What happens if I'll transfer the chayv to Hegdish? He owes me $1,000, and I say, "Ami Rasul Lagavaki, Mr. Rasul Hegdidom." So the din is that by Hegdish, all you need is das. The das accomplishes the chalois akinyan. You don't have to make any maisi kinyan that you should say that a chayv is an intangible thing and no maisi kinyan can relate to it. How can you make a hagbor mishichana or any kinyonim on a chayv? So the pashta says that if you're transferring a chayv to Hegdish, or the way the Ramot paskins the Shulchan Aruch, if you're transferring a chayv to tzedakah, we paskin amirasa even applies to tzedakah. So since the kinyan to gavoya and to tzedakah is chal b'das alone, so there's going to be a full-fledged kinyan on the chayv also. A chayv is a chefza of mamon v'harayah, that if I die, everything that I possess goes to my yorshim, my karkos and my metaltalim and my chayvus. People owe me money, so when I die, goes to my yorshim. So whatever goes birushit to my yorshim, that's an indication that it's a chefza of mamon. So how come I can't sell a chayv to someone else? And the answer is, theoretically, it's perfectly okay. You can sell a chayv to someone else, but there's no my technically. There's no maisi kinyan that applies. That's only by medvar mamurim if I want to transfer the chayv to a head yod. So then the rule applies. Berakalav alachalav ena mekach niknim edvar. You can't transfer ownership of something without making a maisi kinyan. But if you're applying amirasa legavaya, or you're applying amirasa legavaya to tzedake, or you have a case over here, my mishloshin, if you should assume that my mishloshin even works bal korchei shel haloiva, bal korchei shel hanifkad, so it's not a form of zachon liadam shleibefanim. It's not that we extended with the rabbanon zachon. No, he's screaming he doesn't agree to this. So if the halacha just says that it's a haknomi das, so then the rabbeinu tam is right. Then hasvara nosenis, that chazor machlo will not be machlo. The whole reason why chazor machlo is because we say, strictly speaking, the chayv never switched away from me. The loiv still owes me the money. I just gave the lokech, the one who's buying the chayv from me, he's not really buying the chayv. He's buying the right to collect the chayv, but the chayv is really etzli. But if you're talking about amiras ala gavaya, I'm giving over the chayv to Hegdish. So Hegdish can be koinim without a maisi kinyan. So there's not going to be any problem of which might, a technical problem, which maisi kinyan can relate to a chayv. You don't need a maisi kinyan. So the same over here. So the chayv can be transferred, the whole haknoas achayv is going to work over here. So the Rabbeinu Tam is right, that the chazor machlo machlo shouldn't apply. How does the Rabbeinu Tam prove it? He doesn't prove mitzad asvara. The svara is strong. He proves it from a gemara in Kiddushin in the second perek daf mem ches, that the gemara says there's a machleikas satanaim. If a man is mekadosh anisha bekesef, so she's mekudeshes. Kesef, ashava kesef, fine. What happens? People owe money to the chassan, so the chassan wants to be mekadosh the kala. So he's mekadosh the kala with a milva dachrini. Somebody else owes me money. Not a milva didor. Not that I lent money to the kala last month and I say, okay, I want to marry you. Ariya mekudeshes li. You don't have to pay me back the $100 that I lent you. Keep the $100. Ariya mekudeshes li. That's mekadosh min milva didor. that's any mekudeshes. But mekadesh b'milva d'achrini, somebody else owes me $100. I say, Ari mekudeshes li, I'm transferring the debt to you. You have a right to collect $100. She's getting the v'chodesh. If I lent her $100 last month, I tell you, you don't have to pay it back. So I'm not giving her a davar chodesh. There's no nesinus akesef. So there's no kiddushin. But if I'm a kaddish b'milved achrini, then there is a davar chodesh. I'm giving her. So it says that it's mekudesh. So the Gemara has a machlokes tanoim, whether it's mekudeshes or not. So what's the machlokes? So the Gemara says, it could be that the machlokes hatanoim, it's unclear. The tanoim have a machlokes whether hamikadosh is elisha b'milved achrini, whether she's mekudeshes. So the Gemara gives a few suggestions. So one suggestion is, maybe the tanoim argue whether Shmuel is right or not, whether chazor machol or machol. Hamikadosh, the girl with a, she now has the ability to collect $100 from the loyvet, who want to borrow the money from me. But if the din is like Shmuel, chazor machol or machol, so it may turn out the girl is getting nothing. So maybe that there's a lack of smichas das. Lack of smichas das, a special din in Kiddushin the Gemara has. I'm a Kaddish and Isha, and I give her a ring that's worth $100, and she didn't realize that it's worth $100. She thought that it's not worth so much. So the Gemara says, in such a case, even though I did give her a ring that showed a pruta, but she didn't fully realize how much it's worth, so the Gemara says that may be a lack of smichas das. So the same over here, the Gemara says, I'm a Kaddish the Isha, I give her the ability, there is das kiddushin, she wants to marry, I want to marry her, she wants to marry me, but there's a lack of smichas das. She didn't realize that she wasn't so convinced that she's getting the full value that the guy is presenting over here. So he's transferring a chayv d'achrini, you now have the right to collect $100 from the other person, from the loive, but if the din is the chazam machol machol, so she may be afraid that she'll never collect the money. So first the Gemara says, well, maybe the machlokes satanoim is whether we pass him like Shmuel or not. If chazam machol machol, so then it won't be a good kiddush. Or the Gemara says, no, maybe everybody does agree that Shmuel's din is correct, and the machlokes is whether there's a lack of smichas dasanai, isha samcha daitana. But then the Gemara has a few suggestions. What's the machlokes satanoim? Because it's unclear. So the Gemara gives one suggestion that the milva pepligi. And the machlekes is whether maimon shloshim works on a milva balpe or only on a pikodin. Then the Gemara no longer introduces this svara of bidishmol kamifligi by the chazam machol machol. Why don't they repeat the same shot that they said before? But milva mishtar should apply to milva balpe. So Tosfos says it would appear from the Gemara that whenever you're selling aydei maimon shloshim, any ochel limcho. That's Tosfos achacha from the Gemara. So some rishonim say they are the Gemara. You look in the Ritvot there on kiddushin daf memches. He says it's not a raya. The Gemara was relying on what they said before, three lines earlier. Poor denami over here. It's not such an ironclad raya. Tosis thinks that it's a good raya. But leaving out the raya, what's the higoyim? What's the logic over here? So the logic is because whenever you have hamoichesh tachoyv l'chaveroi, Shmuel is saying the din that this sale was never chal. Whenever I sell a shtachoyv to someone else, the chayv is never nimkat to the other person. There's no way in the world that you can make a kinyan on a chayv. I'm just giving him the right to collect on my behalf, and the chayv really remains by me. The Ktzayis HaChayshin quotes in Chayshim Mishma, Simen Samach Vav. There's a simen about Mechirish Doris, about Mechirish Chayvis. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes this din of Shmuel, Chazra Machu Machu, and the Ktzayis writes, V'din Zeh Nemra V'nish Negimel Shittas. There are three explanations given by the Rishonim. But after you analyze all the three different opinions in the Rishonim, it boils down to the same thing. They're all saying the same thing, pe'echot, that when I sell a chayv to someone else, the chayv is never really nimkar. Some Rishonim say, because the machlek is the ri and the rabbin and tam and taisus. So some Rishonim say, the mechir shtaris is only midirabbanon. So it's only midirabbanon, but you sold the shtachayv, so let it be sold. So what it means is that even midirabbanon it doesn't work. Midirabbanon it's only a harshah. It's considered as if I authorize you that you should collect the debt that he owes me, but still the chayv remains by me. Other Rishonim say, no, not true. Mechir Shtaris works by Natayra, but it only works on the Shibud Chasim, doesn't work on the Shibud Oguf. So Vaita the same thing. Shibud Oguf still remains by me. And the Ravid says that it's only a Harsho. So they're all saying the same thing, that whenever you sell a Shtachayv to someone else, there's no method in the world that you can sell to a Head Yod. There's no way to transfer the Shibud Oguf to the other person. Shibud Aguf still remains between the loiv and the malve. Therefore, the malve still has the ability to be moichel. But that's only by medvar mamurim That's only if I'm selling to a head yod, because when you sell to a head yod, the rule applies, ein ha-mekach nikne medvar. But if you're giving to Hegdish, and you say, amirasa la-gva kim sirasa la-head yodom, you're giving to tzedakah, and we follow the Ramo, the Chuvas Ramo, says like the Tesis in Baba Kama Daf Lamed Vav, if you chazud tzedakah, then amirasa la-gva applies to Hegdish also, to tzedakah also. And here you'll say that by my Mishloshtan also, it's a kinyan that takes effect with Das alone. So if it's a kinyan that takes effect with Das, no need for a Maisa kinyan. So it can even be Chal Anachov. You don't need any. The whole problem is a technical problem. No Maisa kinyan in the world can relate to an intangible Choyv. But over here there's no technical problem. You don't need any Maisa kinyan. So we understand what the Rabbi and Tam says. Not all the Rishonim agree to the previous Tosfos, though. Dibra Maschil Gufa. A lot of Rishonim disagree, and they say no, that my Mishloshen only works if the Nifkad is Maskim. No, if the Nifkad is Maskim, so it's a regular din of Zoch Le'olam Shelo Bifanav. What the problem is, the answer is no. Zoch Le'olam Shelo Bifanav only works if the Nifkad picks it up on behalf of the Mekabel Matana. If he doesn't pick it up, it's in his Chatzer, so it could be that his Chatzer can only be Tosfos for him. Chatzer is that. Is not teifis. You can't say zochel adam shlafanim. Chutz is going to be teifis for someone else. Or even if you say the chutz, it can be teifis for someone else. Maybe the teisa doesn't like this svara, but maybe the institute in my mishloshen to cover the case where the pikkudin is not b'shus nifkat. The shomer left the pikkudin in someone else's home. Teisa thinks that that's far fetched. They're going to make a takan for such a rare case. If most of the cases will be covered with the din of Zachal Adam Shlev Ivanov.
Why shouldn't Chatzah help for a third person? If it helps for me, if it's Yad, because it's Shliach, whatever it is, anything that works for me, why can't it my Das help for somebody else?
In order that I should make a kinyan for someone else, you have to have kavana that I want, let's say, Zochin Tosis says, Eschi Mitam Shlichas. So I pick up the Matana on behalf of Pliny. So my Chatzah, how is the Chatzah Tefis for the other person who has in mind? So if you have a chatzir shalom kadin lo shalom yidaitoi, a dovah shal hefka falls into my chatzir. So the chatzir is teifis on my behalf. It's like an umdir in the muchach. So whatever's in the chatzir is teifis for me. But to say that my chatzir is teifis for someone else, how does my intention relate to my chatzir? My chatzir is not having in mind anybody else.
Is it the time that it goes in, you would have that kavana? It would help.
Shouldn't help.
So that second that it's going in, I'm thinking, instead of being kind of afraid, I'm kind of afraid.
The Pashta says that it shouldn't help. Unless you're going to say that I'm a bitzat chazer is a din of yad, and it's like a kinyan yad. It's also questionable. Pashta says that one can dingzach, that the chotzer can only be typhus for me. There is a gemara in Nedarim, Adaflam Adalan, on the base. The gemara has a story. Hoya munach lefan of kikir shal hefker. There's a loaf of bread that's hefker, doesn't belong to anybody. So a person is walking by in the street and he says, I hereby declare the loaf of bread is Hegdash. So the Gemara says how you deal with it. So all the Rishonim ask a question, what do you mean? It's a hefker. It doesn't belong to me. It belongs to Hefker. So how do I have the ability to be Magdish the Kikar? So the Ran says, Pshat Anad Gemara, the Kikar Shal Hefker is Toch Dal Ramas. And Dalaramis, if I want to, I can be koina for myself. That's a takonim of the Rabbana. Dalaramis is treated like chotzer. So if I walk by and I have a mind, I want to be koina with the Dalaramis, I'm koina. I walk by and have a mind, I don't want to be koina with the Dalaramis for myself. I want my Dalaramis to be koina for Hegdish. So he says, in such a case, my Dalaramis is koina for Hegdish. So that's, he's assuming a double poshet that it works. That's also a chiddush. That my Dalaramis can be koina for someone else, for Hegdish. You can argue the point and say, my dalamis is my chotzer, but the Rabban men HaTorah, my chotzer is my chotzer. My dalamis in the street is not my chotzer. But the Rabban made a takana that you consider the dalamis around me when I walk in the street as if they belong to me, as if it's my chotzer. Fine. So my dalamis is teifis for me. It's not so poshut that my dalamis can be teifis for somebody else. So the Ran is quoting the Bala Tosfos that it does work.
Why is that considered being teifis for someone else? You say the dalamis makes it nikna to me, then I'll give it to Hegdash.
The Gemara says beferish that it goes straight to Hegdish. It doesn't belong first to me. The Gemara says the laws of Me'ila are different because of the fact that it never belonged to me. If it first belonged to me and then I magdish it, so then it's going to be one system of the laws of Mila. And here the case is because it goes directly from Hefker, he's magdish, it goes directly from Hefker to Hegdish, it doesn't go via me. So that's the question, how can that be? How does it go from Hefker to Hegdish? Ain't on a magdish, dovish, ain't a shalai. So the Ran says, because it's toch my dalanamis, and if I wanted to, my dalanamis could have been kind of for me, and instead I say, I want my dalanamis to be kind of for Hegdish. So that's a chidish. That's the chidish. Sounds like Tyson's system is the same as well. That's if I would pick it up. If I pick it up, I'm kind of for the other person.
Okay, so
but I'm not picking it up.
That this is kindness, it's the same ego.
No, but you can say a chotzer is only typhus for the balachotzer. It's not typhus for anybody else other than the balachotzer. So this is a chiddush that the Ran has and that this Tysus has. I don't know, the Yerushalmi Alpi Pashtus has that suffix. If the Baal puts the get into the chotzer of the Shliach, the Yerushalmi is misupik whether it's good. So the Pashtus says that there's room to dingzach that it should not be good because a chotzer is only typhus for balachotzer. How can someone's chotzer be typhus for somebody else?
Is there already something that you require that it be clear that the chatzar, who the chatzar is kona for, you mean this kavanas kinyan that everything?
Yeah, chatzar is kind of, it's an extension of the din of yad. Either chatzar min tam yad or chatzar min tam shluchai, either chatzar is considered as if, let's say, a dovish al hefka falls into my chatzar. So the Gemara says, either you consider it as if it's my yad, or consider it as if a kinyan yad was made on my behalf. But however you slice it, a kinyan yad, you have to have kavana on whose behalf do you want this kinyan yad to take effect. So you want it to be kind of for the balachotzer, so that's okay. That's not so bad, because we assume that the chotzer is tefis for the balachotzer. Chotzer is inanimate, doesn't have any kavana. So we say it's an umdur in the muchach, every chotzer is tefis for the balachotzer. But to say that my chotzer is tefis for somebody else, my chotzer is tefis for Hegdish, or my chotzer is tefis for someone else, so you can argue the point and say that a chotzer is only tefis on behalf of the balachotzer.
That's what it looks like to everyone else, that everyone look around knows that a chotzer is going to be a balachotzer.
Chotzer is tefis for the balachotzer. The chotzer is holding things on behalf of the balachotzer. But how can you say the chotzer is tefis on behalf of someone else?
Why is it totally what everyone else?
If you say chotzer mitam shlucha, it's rabboi. You say, ishliach, let's say I make you a shliach to be mekadosh and isha for me. I make you a shliach to make a kinyan for me. So you have to have in mind on my behalf. If you go and you mekadosh the isha for yourself, and you go and you make the kinyan, you buy the thing for yourself. So you're kind of the thing. So when you say chotzer is mitam shlucha, so what is up? He's a shliach, but the shliach has to have in mind that he's doing this on behalf of the mishaleach. So where do you see that on behalf? The chotzer is alav bardas. So the answer is, every chotzer, it's considered as if there's an umdur in the muchav, that every chotzer is taifas on behalf of the bala chotzer. But how can my chotzer be kind of something on behalf of someone else? There's no umdur in the muchav that is taifas on behalf of someone else. So what does it even help if the bala chotzer says, I want my chotzer to be taifas on the other? But the chotzer is not taifas of anybody else other than the bala chotzer. There's room to argue. So Taisus seems to hold not so. Taisus says, calls man that it's biyad, hanifkad. I think biyad means in his chotzer. I don't think it means literally in his hand. I think it means to the exclusion of if the shomer put it in someone else's rishus. It's not even in the rishus of the shomer. Calls man's in the rishus of the shomer. The shomer is maskim. The Taisus says, that's a regular dinam zachon liyadam shalai b'fanam. So there are rishonim who disagree with this rivon der abedatam. And they hold that the maimishloshin only works midaito, if the nifkad, if the shomer, or if the loive are maskim to be kind on behalf of the other person. So it's basically a din of zochan al shleif upon him, and they extended it, midi rabbana. They extended it even to cover the case where it's not b'shusa.
Then you have to say Rabba didn't want to go because kisufa?
Yeah, that's what Taisa doesn't like that. Taisa says, vein nir loive. They didn't want to say like that. That's what the other Rishonim hold, right? That's the Machlokes of Rishonim. Rava was upset. When Issa Giora passed away, so he wanted to give all of his assets to his son, but the son was only his biological son, Alpidin. He wasn't going to yarsh him because the son was Hayrosa Shalav Bigdusha, Hayrosa Bigdusha. And Rava had all the money that belonged to Issa Giora. So he said, if he calls me to come to visit him, I'm not going to go. Why, if he's going to go, then the Rabbeinu Tam says he can make a Maim Shlosh to Bal Korcho. The son is at the father's bedside, and the father's on his deathbed, he's about to die. and he's going to make a kinyan idei ma'im shlosh and bal korcha of Rava. So Rava says, I'm not going to go. What's he going to accomplish by not going? There won't be a ma'im shlosh. So you see, but if he would have gone, the ma'im shlosh would have worked even bal korcha, even against his wish. The Eloimar and Tais doesn't like the other pshat that the other Rishonim say. No. My Mishloshtan only works, midaito, but if he would go, Rava would go, so he would be dead embarrassed to tell Issa Giyara, I don't want to be kind on behalf of your son. He would be Mizbaish. So Tais doesn't like that pshat, but the other Rishonim do hold like that pshat. So according to the other Rishonim, the whole institution of my Mishloshtan is not really Akno Midas. It's really a form of Zoch Na'odim Shleib Befano. It's problematic. Why the Gemara says Hilchus Abalai Taima? Why is it Hilchus Abalai Taima? They took a din of Zoch Na'odim Shleib Befano and they stretched it a little bit. Not only does it apply when I pick it up, I make a kenya like this, they even apply it if it's in my chotzer, and you even apply it even if it's not in my chotzer, since it's my responsibility. I'm the Shomer, I'm the Nifkad. So you say it's considered as if it's under my watchful eyes. Let's say the Shomer gave it to someone else to watch today. He left it at home, or he left it by a neighbor. So it's an extension of the din of Zachon Yandam Shalai Bifanam. Yeah. So if you say like that, then Take Lishitasam, it wouldn't make sense to say that Chazra Machla Machl. That again, there are been a tam lishitasa al pipai. Rabbi Natam said in the previous Tesis Dima Maschu Gufa that my mishlosh even works by korach of the middleman. So that shows that it's not a form, even the rabban, it's not a form of zochen adam shleib b'fanav. It's a direct taknomi das. It's like amirasa legavaya works by hegdish and amirasa legavaya works by tztake. So amirasa das alone accomplishes a kinyan by my mishloshdom. Like you have heinan advar manikdim amir. You have rare cases. So this is also like that. You can be marked as something like they my mishloshdan with das alone. So that's what the Rabbi Natan says. Lishitos in the next verse is today leplani. Since he could be marked without any need for a ma'isekinyan, so there's no din of Shmuel. Shmuel's whole din, moichesh tachav lachaber v'chazamach machl, is all based on the assumption that there's no method meikir adin to be marked achoy. Achoy is a chepz of mamon. V'haray goes over birusha to the yorshim. So why can't you be maknet to someone else? And the answer is, it's a technical problem. There's no ma'isekinyan that relates to an abstract chayv. But there are certain kinyonim where you don't need a ma'isekinyan, just das alone. So if you have das, then the whole chayv will be transferred over. So then Shmuel's din will not apply. But those who disagree with the first tesis, and they hold that ma'imashloshtan only works, midaito of the middleman. So it means that mid the rabbanan, it's an extension of the din. Zachman shalafonim is a din deraisa. Zochna B'Shalatan only works if the middleman picks it up on behalf of the third party. If it's in his chotzer, then maybe it doesn't work. And maybe I need my Mishloshin even if it's not in his chotzer. So then Midi Rabbanan said it's an extension of Zochna B'Yodam Shalai B'Fanav. But it's not that they made a Haknomi Das, that here the Kinyan takes effect without any Maisa Kinyan. So then if you say like that, so then Yevite are going to have the Din of Shmuel, that Chazam Machla Machu. So these two Taisvus in Luchar are connected. The Gufo with the Maschal Taneu, the Toni Zebizeh. Whoever disagrees with the first Taisvus Gufo is going to disagree with the second Taisvus. It's the Rabbi Natamiz Lishitos.
Is it a Maschal from Rashi that the Hilchus Abalai Taima is that there's no way that it works as a king or rice, but rather that there is no reason? Because Rashi says the Hilchus Abalai Taima that Ki'ilu Kibla Moshe Alachim Yisinai, Shein Sar Chlatis Chlatam. So then they don't need to give a reason for why they're...
That's the question. What does it mean? Loss is batan. Tam means a mahalach, how it works, or tam means an explanation.
But we have mahalach on how all the races work.
Right.
So...
But Allah Lama Shem is seen a lot of times.
We don't have...
Yeah. We don't have to have... We don't have to try to fit in Allah Lama Shem is Sinai into the framework of the rest of the dinim of the Torah. All the dinim fit into one big pattern, that's the dinam of Torah Shebichsa fit in. But if you have Halacha Moshe Misina, it doesn't have to fit into the rest of the pattern. So he says, just like Halacha Moshe Misinai doesn't have to fit into the rest of the pattern, so to over here, this din doesn't have to have a Kein Deraisa Tikkun. All it's called the dinam the Rabban, Kein Deraisa Tikkun, in order they should blend in to be part of the Torah Shebal Peh. But over here, it doesn't have to blend it. Doesn't have to be along the same as Tyson's. You can read the Rashi, the same as Tyson's.
What is in the next Rashi when he says the Hefter based in Hefter? What is that?
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be the hefker. Oh, either that. That's how it works.
All the din of the rabbanon and the din of mamonis are resting on hefker, bez and hefker. Otherwise,
that's the time how it works. Then it works based on hefker, bez and hefker.
That's the mechanics. That's the mechanics is that all the din of the rabbanon are based on, have to be based on hefker, bez and hefker. Otherwise, we say that it'll be the rabbanon are encouraging the fellow to do an act of gezel, so that he's not allowed to do. Well, she probably means the same as Tosfos. So Tosfos gets stuck with their shtikel Torah. According to Rabbi Natan, whenever you moicher shtar choiv, I day maimel shloshtan, then Shmuel's din does not apply. So for Tosfos, there's a Gemara in Achoyvel. The Gemara talks about Isha Shechov Lebacherim. A woman, the Mishnah says, Ha'evid v'ho'isha pigiyosam roh. Why is the Eved and the Isha pigiyosim ro? Why chav b'chayim p'turim? They're not p'turim. The din is de chayim, but they have no assets to pay. Because kol mashi kan si Isha kan abayil, kol mashi kan Eved kan a rabbi. So the Isha who's married and the Eved have no assets to pay. But mikra din de mechayiv to pay right away. So that's what the Mishnah says. What if nizgarsha ha'isha on the shtachar ha'eved, and now they're no longer subject to the rule of kol mashi kan si Isha kan abayil, no longer subject to the rule of Kamash and Kana Rabbi. So then they're going to have their own assets. And then it says in the Mishnah Nachayvel, then you can't collect from them. So the Mishnah says, Vishu Shechav Labacherim, there's no way to make the woman collect. Big Markasha, why not? Every woman has assets. The woman has the right to collect the ksuba from the husband. So why don't we force her to sell Tazmik Sabasa B'Taybis Anot to someone else? Why don't we force every woman who harmed someone else, who was Chayvel B'Chaveroi, Vishu Shechav Labacherim? Why is Piturim? The Mishnah says, Isha, Eben Vaisha Pigyasam Ra, they have no money. Why? She always has the potential of selling her ksuba. Vitazin ksubasa betaivasano. Let her sell a ksuba betaivasano. We don't know exactly how much she'll be able to collect, but she'll collect something. And for the Gemara, the Besdin will never force the woman to sell a ksuba betaivasano, because after selling it to a lokeyach, she may turn around and be mochel to her husband. So it'll come out that Bezdin and Shmuel says, so her mechila will be good. So it's going to turn out that Bezdin forced her to sell a ksuba, and Bezdin was responsible, Bezdin was at fault for having the other guy lose a fortune of money. He paid her a toivus anor to buy the right to the ksuba. Then she went ahead, she turned around, she mechil to the husband. So that's what the Gemara says, kalagabi bailo vadai mochlo, and that's not a good idea. That if she'll sell a ksuba on her own, okay, but the Bezin should supervise it. We should see to it that she should sell it. And then she's going to turn around and she may be mochel the whole chov of the ksuba to the husband. So then people are going to be angry at their rabbanim. So Frektos Akasha, why doesn't Bezin make her sell a ksuba with a maimish loshton? If the Rabbeinu Tam is right, whenever you sell like a maimish loshton, it doesn't lend itself to mechila. So that Gemara in Achoivel seems to contradict the chiddush, the shtikel Torah of the Rabbeinu Tam. The chazer mochel wouldn't apply. So Rabbeinu Tam has to come up with an answer. So the only way to answer the kasha is to say that Maimish Loshton doesn't work there. Why does Maimish Loshton not work? So they have two versions of what the answer is. So here the Taisis writes one way, and the other Masich, the Taisis writes differently. Here they say, Yeshlaima, they're like, Tikna Maimish Loshton b'ksuba. Why? Maimish Loshton doesn't work on a ksuba when they're still married. Because the Efshe Shalatovel Edegvil Yoylam. Maim Shloshtan only was instituted where there's an actual chayiv that we know for sure that the loiva owes the money to the malvin. So true, it's Toch Hazman, he doesn't have to pay the money yet. He has another 5 years to go, but after the 5 years, he's vadai going to owe him the money. But the ksuba, you don't know who's going to die first. In the event that the wife dies before the husband, then there is no chayiv ksuba. So she's going to sell a ksuba with a tevis anoa. They're going to get an actuary to determine what percentage chance there is that this ksuba will be collected and so on. So since everything is very iffy, it's up in the air, so Tosfos is forced into saying that they never were misakin my mishloshtan in such a case. That's the version that Tosfos has here. The Shach and Chayshim Mishpat quotes the Tosfos in other places, writes a different version of the answer, not only by a ksuba, even a shtachayv, if it's Toch Hazman. If it's shtachayv Toch Hazman, also, there's no takonas maimish loshon. Mamishloshdin only works on a chayiv that already kvar higias mana piroin. But if it's a dain lahigias mana piroin, they never made a takon of mamishlosh. So the two variations of
it. What's the difference?
I don't know. How do you understand either answer of Tosfos? You have to give some answer. Otherwise, the whole Gemara Nachayiv is against the Rabbein Tam. I don't know. How do you understand either version of the answer? Whether by Ksuba doesn't work, Kepshah Shalotov Adel Gviyo, or even by Shtar Halvo, Toch Hazman, it doesn't work. Both ways is problematic. Yeah. Yeah, what would the din have been if they wouldn't have made a takana of Maimish Loshton? So if the middleman would have agreed, so Tosfos says it would work, me din, Zachal Adam Shleim Lefanov. Yeah, that would only work, Zachal Adam Shleim Lefanov only works if the middleman is Jewish, or if the Mikabel Hamatana is Jewish, if the third person is Jewish. Because we have a rule that Zechiyah, the Gemara seems to say in Perek Izel Nesher, it sounds from the Gemara that Zechiyah is a branch of the Din of Shlichas. So just like in Shlichas Lakam, so too there's no Zechiyah Lakam. What do you mean there's no Shlichas Lakam? A Nochri cannot serve as a Shlich for a Jew, and a Jew cannot serve as a Shlich for a Nochri. Is machlokes? What about can a nochri serve as a shliach for a nochri? So that's a machlokes. So the Magen Avraham in Hilchas Mechiras Chometz talks about this. He quotes the Maasas Binyamin. Maasas Binyamin says, "Ein shlichas lenochri is only if a Jew sends a nochri or a nochri sends a Jew. But if a nochri sends a nochri, so then you say yesh shlichas lenochri." Rabbi Yosef Engel says, "Why is that? Because shluchas l'adam kemoisai." So how can you say kemoisa? One is a Jew, one is a guy. But if they're both Jewish and they're both goyim, then you can apply kemoisa. So then you can apply. Yeah. So I don't know. Tais is probably the. So the Magen Avraham quotes this from the Maasas Binyamin. He says he's not so convinced that it's correct. That if a nochri is going to do an act of zochin on behalf of another nochri, that you will apply. They will apply zochin because you will apply shlichas. And shlich is lakim only a nochri can't be a shlich, but Yisrael Sol can't be a shlich for a nochri, but a nochri can't have another nochri as a shlich. It's a great sechidish to say like that. So here Tosfos, the next Tosfos, the Maim Shloshim Kana, Tosfos is discussing what would the din have been if they wouldn't have made a takana de rabbanon, a Maim Shloshim. So the din would have been, you would have applied zachal adam shleim b'fanav. That's what Tosfos seems to assume, even though the person is not holding it in his hand, it's in his rishus. Like the previous days, they seem to hold that you would apply Zachal Yadam Shleim B'Fanav. So they say, but you wouldn't be able to apply Zachal Yadam Shleim B'Fanav if either the Shomer or the Shlishi are Nochrin. Because Ein Tzchiyah La'akum. Then we'll talk about the case, what if they're both Nochrin? They're not covering that case. If the Mekabel HaMatara, the Adam Shlishi is a Nochri, or the Nifkar is a Nochri, so then we have a Din, Ein Tzchiyah La'akum. So Tosfos thinks that even with this takana de rabbanim that they instituted by Mishloshdan, and they hold that it works even malkocha shalan nifkar. It's not an extension of the din of zochin. Not like the other rishonim say, it only works if it's midaito, if the nifkar is in agreement. The Rabbeinu Tam holds, in the previous Tosfos gufo, it works even malkocha shalan nifkar. But still, Tosfos thinks it only works in a case where zochin would have worked. But if Zachin wouldn't have worked, namely, if either the Nifkar or the Mekabah Matana or the Shlishi, Anochrim, then Zachin wouldn't work. So Vistabat the Tosfos to say that the whole Maim Shloshim wouldn't work. So they say that if the Yisrael, but Tosfos, let's say, it's a Nochri who has a Pikotin by a Jew, and he wants the Jew to hold on to the Pikotin for another Jew. So that Tosfos doesn't see any problem with that. The last two lines of the Tosfos b'mayim mishloshim v'ima noisin avi kachovim. Until then, the beginning of the Tosfos say if the nifker is a nachri or if the mekabel hamatan is a nachri, so you wouldn't apply the rule of zachin adam shleim lefanav. What if the noisin is a nachri? The Tosfos says that's not a problem of ein tzchiyah la'akum. Why is that not a problem of ein tzchiyah la'akum? Tosfos in his Arneshech said that there was a problem. That was the Tosfos that the Nesiv is quoting when he spoke about the chiddush of shluchus of bala mamon. The Tosfos says, if a Nochri wants to give a gift to a third person who's not here, so he gives the gift to you, you should be Zecha for the third person. So Tosfos says that's not going to work because Ein Tzchiyah La'akum. So Tosfos was a chiddush. Ein zchir la'akum. Ein zchir la'akum means if the zoche is an achri or the kabal matan is an achri. So Tosfos is saying ein zchir la'akum even cuts out that possibility. If the noisen is an achri. The simple reading about Tosfos is in contradiction to the Tosfos. There be my noisen of kachavim near the corner. Not a problem. But based on what they wrote up until the first few lines, the first four lines of the Tosfos, I should have said also that ein zchir la'akum. So apparently they're not worried about that. And then they make a kavachar medim. For sure, mamon akum would work. Interesting. And if the mekabel hamatana is an achri, so Tosis, if the third party, the mekabel hamatana is an achri, so Tosis holds that it's not mistabet to say that it should be koyder. Even if the middleman would have agreed, you wouldn't be able to apply Zalchalad Mishlev Afano, so it's not Mistaber, that here it should work even better than if the middleman agrees. That's what Tosis says. It's a little questionable. It's not based on Zalchim. That's exactly what Tosis writes in Gufa. It's not an extension of the din of Zalchim. It's a totally different din. So why do they say it can't exceed? This is all the Rabbeinu Tam. Everything is Rabbeinu Tam. Why can't it exceed the din of Zachlan Mishlei B'Fano? I don't know. It's a problem. The Mizra Gemara in Baba Basra was Machlekes Rabba V'Rav Yosef. When you make a kinyan on karka, let's say I make a kinyan shtar on karka, I make a kinyan kesef, I make a kinyan chazok, any kinyan. So the person who gave away the ownership of his field, b'mecher, or b'matana, can only back out to k'dei divo. After k'dei divo, he can't back out. Let's say he gives a kinyan on the metalpla, he makes a kinyan, the other fellow makes a kinyan hagboa, mishicha, chalipin, any other kinyan other than chalipin, any other kinyan, you can only back out to k'dei divo. To make a kinyan chalipin, and all of a sudden it's a machlekes in the Gemara how long you can back out. And the Gemara says that this is one of the cases where we paskin like, Gemara says, whenever there's machlekes, Rabbi, Rabbi Yosef, we always paskin like who? Like Rabbi, I think. Except for three cases where we paskin like Rabbi Yosef. This is soda inyan amachza. This is inyan. Asukim yosu inyan. Not only can you back out turkey de dibur, by all other kinyanim and karka metalton can only back out tuk deidibam. By kinyan chalipin, you back out, calls man shah sukkim also in you. What kind of halacha is that? Why is kinyan chalipin different from all the other kinyanim? Manish tana. That's how it says in Shulchan Aruch. There's a long in the Ramah, whenever the Ramah has a din, so they have a parenthesis and they give you all the marmakaimas. So they write in the new editions of the Shulchan Aruch that all of those marmakaimas were not written by the Ramah. Someone else put them in. So sometimes they're not reliable. So here there's a long maramakam. He quotes many sources in the Rishonim that all the Rishonim say like this. Not all the Rishonim say like that, but that's the accepted opinion, that all other kinyanim you can only back out Turkid Ediva, except for kinyan chalip, and you can back out kol zman shah sukkim osu inyan. So Rav Soloveitchik explained along the lines of Rav Chaim. Rav Baruch Be'er quotes this in the end of his Sefer on Kiddushin, the Birch HaShmuel on Kiddushin. Rav Chaim pointed out from a Rambam and a Raivet and other Rishonim like that, that Kinyan Chalip and Kinyan Sud is different from all the other Kinyonim. The giving over of the handkerchief is not really a Maisa Kinyan. Giving over of the handkerchief is just a token symbol to represent the fact that there's a Gemiras Das, and the Gemiras Das accomplishes the Kinyan. There is no real Maisa Kinyan. So since the whole, it's really from the Dvarim HaNiknim Bamira, basically. Kinyan Chalipin is really from the Dvarim HaNiknim Bamira. One of the rais was from the fact that Chalipin works both on Karka and on the Taltalim. We have the Gemara in the second parak in the Chops, where the Pnei Yeshua points out on that Gemara, Kinyani Karka don't work on the Taltalim, and Chabbesam and Aleph. And Kinyani Metaltalim don't work on Karka. If you have an Otz, it's Nokuv, so it's Dina Kikarka. It's only kinyoni karka work. If you have an otzit, shayna nokub, it's dina ki metaltonim, only kinyoni metaltonim work. It's the exact same otzits. Why shouldn't Mishicha work on both, and why shouldn't Chazalka work on both? So the Pnei Yeshua says that's the answer, and that's the Nesivus quotes that you cite from the Pnei Yeshua, that kinyoni metaltonim don't work on karka, kinyoni karka don't work on metaltonim. The only kinyan that works both on karka and metalkalim is kinyan chalipin. Why is that? So the answer is the pasuk says some gilas rus. It says like zos lefon misol alagul about the tmur kaim kol dover v'sholaf yishlam and also nevir. So it says lekaim kol dover and anything and everything. So the fairish pasuk that it works on anything and everything. It works on karka and on metalkalim and to create his chayvus moment. It works on anything. So what's the biur hador? Why should that be so? That's Rav Chaim suggested. The giving over of the Suda is just a symbolic act to demonstrate that there's Gemiras Das, and the Gemiras Das accomplishes the Kinyan. So when do you say that you can only back out Toch Kadei Dibur? That's if he made a Maisei Kinyan. So we say Toch Kadei Dibur. Kadei Dibur means considered Bevasacha. So it's considered that you're lacking Das, Ishas Maisei. But Kinyan, Chalipin, where there is no Maisei Kinyan. Kinyan Chalipin is just, there's a Gemiras Das. And Kolzman Shasukim Boso Inyan, Kolzman, they're still talking about this transaction. So it's considered as if the das is still hovering in the air. So you can even back out after Kedei Dibur, even 5 minutes later, if they're still working on the details of the deal. Kolzman Shasukim Osuin. So the shaila is over here. When you have a kinyan of Maimon Shloshton, how long after the Maisa kinyan can you back out? Can you only back out Ter Kedei Dibur? Or can you even back out Kolzman Shasukim Osuin? That should depend on this machlokes harishanim. What's the nature of the din of chalip? And if you all like the Rabbi Natam, that it works even bal kocha shal anifkad. So it means that it's hakno midas. And that's why Shmuel's din chazal machl machl doesn't apply. It's really hakno midas. Then you should really perhaps compare it to chalipin. You should say you should be able to back out kol zman shal silkim osawinyin. Problem is in Shulchan Aruch, it says beferish not so. Shulchan Aruch quotes these two Rabbi Natams. Chazal Machal Machal doesn't apply. You can make a kinyan bal korach of the middleman, so it's aknami das. And then it says you can only back out Ter Kedei Dibur. So the chayot says psashtikol stira. If you all like the Rabbein Tam that it's a aknami das, so then it should be treated the same as kinyan chalipa. You should say you should be able to back out kol zman shasukim osamin. So that is a problem. There's no source on that. There's no source. Just the mechaber quotes the rishonim. They say like that. Can only back out Kolzman. You can only back out Ter Kedei Dibur. You cannot back out after Ter Kedei Dibur. You cannot back out. It's not the same as Chalipa. So the Chol Des the Shaila. Why? That's exactly the Machlokes that we showed. What's the nature of the Din of Maimon Shloshton? So that's what the Gemara wants to know. How does it work? The Taima Mai. That the 8 lines from the bottom of Yud Gimel and Beis. Where wants to know the time amount? What's the mechanics of Maimon Shloshton? How does it work? Gemara is going to come out Hilchos Abalai time. There is no mahalach. The first thing Gemara thought that there is some kind of mahalach. The first thing Gemara thought Nasa Karmel of Shas Matan Mar Shibad Nalach Lachom Adasi Mach Masach. If he would have said that, if the loiva when he borrowed the money from the malva would have said, I'm accepting a shibad aguf to you Lachom Adasi Mach Masach, whomever you will designate later. So if that would have been the case, then there's no problem. Then there's no problem what the mahalach is. So the Gemara, if he would have said that, see, the Gemara suggests even though he never said that when he borrowed the money, with the Rabbanon to stretch, but the Rabbanon considered as if he had said that. So the Gemara says that's not correct because hikna l'aladim, the lahay b'shas ma'amos, they weren't born yet. Even if you hold like a Rameh, but not to a person who's not yet born. That doesn't work. So that's where we left off yesterday. That was Gemara's kasha.
Doesn't the Gemara say there are exceptions by Toch Kedei Dibur? Like hitting with the Kedushin, you cannot be closer to Toch Kedei Dibur?
Yeah.
So what's so special? Isn't hitting Kedushin because of Kinyan?
That's a question. Why can you not back out at all? That's the opposite direction. Chalip, and you can back out even longer, and get in Kedushin not. So the Ran on the end of Nedarim, on Daf Pei Zion, the Ran explains one pshat, and Avnei Malon gives a different pshat. The Ran says that by if you make a kinyan, you take a neder, a shvun, you back out Toch Kedei Dibur. So the Ran says it's a gloy milsel amafreya. He couldn't possibly have had so much gemiras das at the time that he made the kinyan. If he backs out Toch Kedei Dibur, so zochir sof al tchilosai that he didn't have such a strong gemiras das in the beginning. The Ran holds there really is no din of chazara Toch Kedei Dibur. You can't back out Toch Kedei Dibur. But if you back out Toch Kedei Dibur, it's a gloyim misl mafreya, achir sof al tchilosai, that he never agreed to the whole thing in the first place, b'leiv shalom. So So the Ran says, in the Gemara, Bamedvar Mamurim by Kinyonim, by Nadar Mishuas, but by Git Mikedushin, since there are such serious matters, a person would never rush into Git Mikedushin without having thought it over 10 times in advance. So you can't say that if he backs out Tech de Nibus al Chilchosov al Chilosai, that he never had a strong Nibus Das. That can't be. People don't kid around by Git Mikedushin. So therefore, there's no din of Chazar Tech de Diba by Git Mikedushin. So the Ran is basically saying there's never a din of Chazar Tech de Diba. It's just that it's an umdenu hachiach self al chilosah that there was a lack of full gemiras das from day number one. That's how the Ran learns. And the Meloi wants to say differently, not like the Ran.
So how does the Ran explain by kriya?
Kriya, the previous daf, but kriya he has to explain it differently. Gemara says if a patient in the hospital looks like he died and the relative zirp kriya, then it turns out he was still alive and he dies tech nedibu after. The relatives rip kriya, so the Gemara says yo yoytze. So it turns out they rip kriya before the person died. So how was that good? So then that Gemara, you have no choice. You have to say pshat is that there's no din that says you have to rip kriya after the person dies. As long as you rip bishas simultaneous with the death or after the death, it's good. And terka dedib is considered shas maasi. The smallest amount of time that the halacha considers is terka dedib. Less than that amount of time, we don't consider it. Like Tosis writes in Yevamos, we have a sugi in the Gemara, Vein Issa Chal Al Iser. If something is already also one, so second is it can't be chal, unless the both Iser Machal simultaneously. So Tosis has a Gemara. What if the second Iser was chal 2 seconds after the first Iser, but it was chal Terka De Dibur after the first Iser? So Tosis says in the Gemara that that's considered an Iser Basachas, even though it's clearly Bezachazer, logically Bezachazer, has to be Bezachazer, but still. Since it's so soon after the first Isser, it's Tech Nedi, but that's considered Bevasachas. So that the Ran has no choice. He's going to have to say Pshat like that anymore. But he says that he could have easily said that Chazara Tech Nedi by Kinyonim, or Chazara Tech Nedi by Nidor Meshvuis, is because you're lacking Das Bishas Maisim. That's how all the other Rishonim learn. So he doesn't say like that. I don't know why. He doesn't say like that. So the Avnei Miluim also gives a different suggestion, not along the lines of the Ran, also not like this. They say that you're lacking Das Meshas Maisa. Avnei Miluim says that by Mecha Chumemka, by Nidor Meshvuas, you need one level of Das. So if you back out to Echad Dibur, so I say, Osi Dibur Mevatel Dibur. You can back out from your Das, and it's left with a Neder Beli Das, a Shvua Beli Das, or a Kinyan Beli Das. But by Gif Mekidushin, since you require a higher level of Das, so it's a b'china like a maisa, so you say, l'yasi dibur mevatel maisa. L'yasi dibur mevatel dibur, a later das can cancel an earlier das. But a later das cannot cancel an earlier maisa. So since you require a higher level of das for getting the condition, so that das doesn't lend itself to be broken up by a chazor at terkedei dibur. Yeah.
Isn't there a
machlokas
tanayim about whether it's possible to do two things exactly at once? Or whether it's actually the same saying two things exactly at once?
There is a machlokes hatanoim, yeah, when two things seem to have happened simultaneously, but if you would have been more careful, you maybe would have noticed that one happened earlier than the other. But to the best of our ability, it looks like it happened simultaneously.
Does that mean it looks like so?
Clearly, the two things, sometimes it's well, you're measuring a distance, sometimes you're measuring a height. Or a distance. Sometimes you're judging two actions that happen, which one happened first, or did they both happen simultaneously? In all these cases, so the Gemara has a machlokes hatanaim, whether you say Epshel Tzamtzim or Epshel Tzamtzim. You say L'nitin Torah L'malachei Asher, as Torah was given to human beings. So if it looks like it happened simultaneously, and that's to the best of our abilities, we don't have, we're not mechuyev to use precision instruments.
If Tzamtzim was considered the same time anyway,
yeah.
Shouldn't we say there
were
2 seconds to each other, therefore
at
the same time?
Should be considered Bevasachas. I don't know. It's a good taina. It's a very good kasha. In some of the cases, the Gemara has different cases of Eifshel Tzamtzim. Sometimes you're measuring weights. So you want to know, did you measure precisely correct? Sometimes measuring distances. And sometimes it's trying to be done which activity happened first and which happened second. If one happened a split second before the other. So you're asking, in that case, even if it's true that one happened a split second before the other, but if it's Terkedei Dibur, so Tosis says in Yevamos, you treat it like Bevasachas. So why is that a problem? That's a good kasha in that case. Why don't you consider that the vasachas? I don't know.
What is Shulchan Aruch saying about if you're mocher a chol hayin chalitim, is chazer l'man chol mochal or not?
We pass in the canopy, it doesn't exist. Rashi in Baba Kama, the first paragraph of Baba Kama, quotes some goinim who said that you can be moichera chow v'aydei chalipin. Rashi says that it's a mistaken gears, it doesn't exist. There is no such thing. It cannot be moichera chow v'aydei chalipin. There's a Gemara in, that's a Rashi in the first paragraph in Baba Kama. On the Mishnah, Shum Kesef, Shove Kesef. Where's that Shum Kesef, Shove Kesef? And that you dial it on the base. There is a girsa that a shtar is nikna b'kesef. So Tosfos says that's a mistake. Shtar chayv cannot be nikna b'kesef. And they say, who are the nami shtar chayv? Our chayv cannot be nikna with chalipim. It doesn't exist. Yeah. That's the Tosfos on Yudalam base. In fact, there's a Gemara in Bava Basra around Ayin Zion where the Tosfos learns Pshat in Gemara that chalipim does not work to be makna. That's Ayin Zion Amid Aleph. Chalipin doesn't work to be makna adob shein guf amam, to be makna shtachoy. Why? Because the Gemara has the coins of phrase mili b'mili loy miknan. If you're selling adob shein guf amam, karka metatum is a tangible object. So that you can either sell with the kinyan and the guf adover, or with aknon bidas. But to sell an intangible thing like a choyv, and build a b'shtar milv ba'peh, to sell it adei chalipin, Chalipin is just the haknomi das, so the Gemara coins an expression, mili de mili lo miknur. That's not going to work.
What about my mishloshkan? Why does that work?
Why does my mishloshkan work on a chayv?
Yeah.
Huh? Oh, so one could argue the point and say that was the original suggestion. Why did the Gemara think originally that my mishloshkan only works on a pikot, doesn't work on a chayv? So we said yesterday, well, because it's the whole Mechirish Torah is only Midi Rabbanim. So what? So Midi Rabbanim, you can't sell Chayv. So maybe that's the reason why. Because my Mishloshtan is a Haknomi Das, according to Tais, Mili B'Mili L'Mikna. Maybe that was the suggestion in the Gemara. The Maskana, we passed him that it does work. So that's a good question. The Maskana, why shouldn't my Mishloshtan also be, how can you be Makna Chayv Aydei my Mishloshtan if we have such a Klal? The Gemara applies the Klal to other cases as well. Mili B'Mili L'Mikna. You cannot transfer ownership of an intangible thing like a debt, milva b'shtar, milva b'alpeh, with an intangible kinyan just of that. So how does it work? Ayidei ma'am mishloshin. That's a good question. That's a very good question. See, if you would have said like the other Bali Atosis that it's an extension of the din of zachli on mishloi b'fonav, I'd understand. But if you say like the Rabbein Atam that it even works for korcha of the nifkats, it's not an extension of that din. Just Haknomi Das. Haknomi Das should be governed with the rule of Mila B'Mila L'Mikta. I don't know. That is a good kasha. I don't know. So what does the Gemara say here? So first the Gemara thought they're trying to figure out, Umay Taima. What's the Mahalach? How does my Mishloshtan work? Taima Mai. So first the Gemara thought, Nasi Koimer, if the Loiva would have said at the time that he borrowed the money, so certainly that would have been a perfect hischayvus. So even though he never said it, so the Gemara says maybe we stretch Midi Rabbanan and we consider it as if he said that. So the Gemara says what's going to be if it's a person who wasn't born yet? Elamiyat tehikna la neilodim. And Tosfos points out that Agamar goes like Rav Huna, like Rav Huna Rav Nachman. Agamar goes like Rav Huna that even according to Rav Meir that you can be makna dovish labam, but you can't be makna to a person who's not born yet. So the Gemara suggests Ella must be Ella Ravashi, a different explanation. What does he say? Behahi hano becoming shtanya lei be milva yishana le milva chadosha. The loiva accepts upon himself an obligation now. It sounds like that's what Tais points out. It sounds like the Maimishloshin only works midas aloiva. at this point. It only works midas alayda. So Tosafot says, well, the Gemara is going to back out from this pshat anyway. According to this pshat in the Gemara, my mishloshan only works if the loyvi consents. If the loyvi doesn't consent, it does work. And if he does consent, how does it work? Because the malvis for going, he's being moichel his choiv. The loyvi doesn't have to pay him. So the loyvi is accepting the mechila sachoiv, and he's happy that the chov is switching from an old chov to become a new chov. He'll be able to delay a little bit. If I'm already overdue, I already owe you the chov as of a month ago, and I'm dilly-dallying, I still didn't pay, so it's very uncomfortable for me, so if you're going to switch the chov to someone else, so I'll be able to postpone a little bit by the new guy. So the loiv is happy, the komishtanyalei, that the chov is being switched from a milvi yeshana that was already due to a milvi chadasha. He'll be able to dilly-dally a little bit, to pay a little later. He'll be able to push off the payment. So that whenever you have bahiya noeh, that's enough to be mechayev the loive to pay. I mean, what's mishabit a loive? Usually matnamois. When the malva lends money to the loive, so the loive obligates himself to pay the halvor. And sometimes the loive accepts, sometimes a person accepts upon himself an obligation to pay money just by hahiya noeh, because he's receiving hanoi. Where do you have such a din behahi hanoi? Where do you have behahi hanoi? So the Gemara has such a discussion regarding orev. The Gemara says, I go to the bank and I want to borrow $20,000. So the bank says, I may not pay up the money. So they want me to come with a wealthy person who's good for his money. He has a lot of money in his bank account. And he's going to be the co-signer. So what happens if I'm chayiv to pay the money? That's a din of halvor. The bank lends me the $20,000, I have to pay back. The bank never gave $20,000 to the wealthy balabas who came and co-signed with me. So what's mechayiv the co-signer? So the Gemara says, behahi hanoah dekasomech alei, the co-signer gets hanoah from the fact that the bank doesn't trust Shechta, but they trust him, and based on the fact that he's friendly with me, and he promises he's going to make good. That's why they lend the money to me. So he gets hanoah from that. So the Gemara says, "Bahayi hanoah." That's mechayev the co-signer to pay the money. So the Gemara says that there is such a thing, that that's the yisoid hamechayev of orev. So Taisus claims on that Gemara that it's not true. Taisus claims whenever the bank lends me money, that's matan mois, that's mechayv the loiva. Whenever the bank lends me money, al pi bakoshas ha cosigner, al pi bakoshas ha orev, so the bank's giving me money is considered as if they gave it to him, because he asked them to give me the money. So it's considered as if it was a matan mois to pliny. So that's why the orev is mechayv to pay. That's how Taisus reads pshat. Taisa says this halach lemaisa in Ezel Neshech. It's quoted in Yeridaya. Let's say I lend you $1,000. You ask for halva. I lend you $1,000. So I would normally have left the money in the bank, and I would have gotten so much interest. And the interest I would give to tzedakah. So you want me to lend you $1,000? I say I really don't want to lend you the money, because you're being mopsed tzedakah the money. Whatever the annual interest would be, I would have given away to tzedakah. So we make up such a deal, I'm going to lend you $1,000, you're going to give me back $1,000, and the interest that I would have gotten from the bank, you should give to charity. So you're giving some money to charity based on my request, is considered as if you gave me that money. So we paskin in Yeridah that that's considered Ribbis Kitzutzel. I lend you $1,000, interest-free, you don't pay me any interest. But I want you to pay the interest that I would have gotten in the bank, and I would have given that interest to charities. I want you to give that interest to tzedakah. So even though the tzedakah didn't lend you the money, and I'm not getting the interest, midin orev, since I was the one who asked you to give the interest to the tzedakah, the matan mois to tzedakah, al pit tzivul yi, is considered as if he gave me the matan mois. So Taisa says that that's Ribbis Kitzutzel, and Ribbis Kitzutzel is yoytze bedayonim. Not that the charity is in violation, but the charity doesn't have to give you back the $100 that you gave them. I have to give you back the $100. So I was a nice guy, I lent you $1,000. I lent you $1,000, and now when you give me back the $1,000, and you give $100 to charity, I have to pay. Charity doesn't have to refund the $100. I have to give you back $100. Because it's considered as if I collected the $1,000 plus the $100 ribbis. So that's what Tosfos holds. So on the side of the Eruday, they tell you to look in the Machne Ephraim that the Rambam does not agree. The Rambam does not hold that that's the basis of Chiyuv Arev. The Rambam says in Hilchas Mechira, Perek Yud Aleph, the Rambam starts off Hilchas Mechira, Perek Aleph Aloch Aleph, Ein HaMekech Nikne Medvarim. Want to transfer ownership of Karka Metalpilim, I can talk from today till next year, the ownership of the BN is not going to switch. But the Rambam writes in Perek Yud Aleph, Hilchas Mechira, what if I say, hey, I obligate myself to give you $10,000, he created his chayvus, so he can do that without a Maisa Kinyan. Tosfos disagrees that there is no such thing. So how does the Rambam know that you can create a hischaivus without any need for a maisi kinyan? Tosfos says you have to have kona miyodoi. Kinyan Suda can create a hischaivus. The Rambam holds you don't need kona miyodoi. Aye, but the Gemara always talks about kona miyodoi. The Gemara says, achamas kinyan bish kona miyodoi. So the Rambam, so the Ran in the end of Ksuba says that Kashan Dav Kuv Beis, the Ran is the only reason who agrees with the Rambam that you can create a hischaivus moment just with Dvarim alone. A guy says, I obligate myself to give you $1,000, so he's mechuyev to give the $1,000. According to Tosfos, there is no such thing, never mechuyev to give. So the Ran is the only Rishon who agrees with the Rambam that he can create his chayvus b'dvarim alone. So the Ran asked on himself, so why does the Gemara always say, Chachma askinah b'shkonah miyodah? You don't need konah miyodah just when, if he promises to give him the money, so he's already mechuyev to give. So the Ran answers that that's a problem of asmachta lo kanyu. Those Gemaras are talking, he agreed to his chayvus moment ala tanai. If he just says, I hereby obligate myself to give you $10,000, no strings attached, no tanai, so he's mechuyev to give. If he says, I obligate myself to give you $10,000 if I don't show up to Seder tomorrow morning on time. Abba Chavrusa and I always come late, so that he wants to dump me, so he doesn't want to lose so much time. So I say, please. He says, no, he doesn't, he wants to get rid of me. So I say, if I come late one more time to the Seder, I accept upon myself to give you $10,000 as a penalty. So that's his chayvus ala tanai. If I come on time, I'm not mishabed myself. If I come late, I'm mishabed myself. So the Rambam holds that that's called asmachta. Das ala tanai is called asmachta, and asmachta lokanya. So that's what the Ran explains. He says, if a person just says, I hereby obligate myself to give you $10,000, no conditions. So the Ran holds like the Rambam that the Hischaivus is chal without any need for a Maisa Kinyan. The only time the Gemara will say Pishkona Miyada if the Hischaivus was Allah tonight. That's the Rambam sheet. And then the Rambam says, and how do I know that this is true? That a person could be Mishabin himself an amount of money without any need for a Maisa Kinyan. So he says, because we see in the Torah there's an institution of Arev. The Malva lends money to the Loive, and the cosigner, in the event that the Loive doesn't pay, then the cosigner pays. But the cosigner never had a Maisa Kinyan. So what's Mishabed the cosigner? So Tosfos says, no, there was a Maisa Kinyan. The Matan Mois that the Malva made to the Loive, Al Pitzi Buyo Shel Ha Orev, is considered as if the Matan Mois had been done to the Orev. But the Rambam doesn't hold like that. The Rambam holds that that's not the din of Orev. Orev just a raya that you can be Mishayib with Das alone. So what does the Gemara say in the end of Bava Basra? The Gemara says Behahi Hanoi. What's the Behahi Hanoi? The Gemara says the reason why the Orev is Mishtabe is because the Orev gets Hanoi because Somech Alei, that the Malvid is afraid to lend money to the Loive directly. He's afraid the Loive may not pay back the money. So, but because the Orev is backing the Loive, and the Malvid lends the money to the Loive based on the promise of the Orev, so therefore that's Mashabed, that's Mechayiv the Orev. According to the Rambam, what do you need that Bahi Anor? So the Rambam explains why you need Bahi Anor. The Rambam holds, the Orev is not Mashabed himself, period. The Orev is only Mashabed himself ala Tanai, if the Loive doesn't pay. If the Loive does pay, the Orev doesn't pay. Ain't good min Orev Tchila. You only go to the Orev if the Loive doesn't pay. So it's really his Chayivus ala Tanai. No, his Chayivus ala Tanai, the Rambam holds that that's called Asmachta. If he would have just said, I obligate myself to give you $100,000, period, then he would have been mechuyev to give. He only is meshabin himself ala tanai, so that the Rambam holds that's a problem of asmachta. So asmachta is lokanya. So the way to solve the problem is be'ahi anor, since the Orev is getting anoya, so that solves the problem of asmachta lokanya. But Tosfos holds not so. Tosfos holds You cannot create, just like the Rambam postulated the rule, Eina mekech nikne midvarim, you can either transfer ownership of karka metaltalim with das alone. So Tosafos knows you cannot create a hischaivus mamon with das alone either. You always need a maisi kinyan. So what kinyan do you have by the orev? So Tosafos says, the orev is a kinyan matan mois. The money given to the loiv al pitzi v'yoshel ha'orev means if the malva is afraid to lend the money, unless the orev cosigns. The Mishnah in the other Babasa talks about an orev hayotze lacha chisim shtoris. After the loiv already borrowed the money from the malva, and then the malva is nervous, maybe he won't pay him back the money, then someone signs on as an orev. That's a different kind of orev. Orev lacha chisim shtoris. But the orev kodim chisim shtoris, the orev who agrees to serve as the co-signer, otherwise the malva doesn't want to lend the money, so Tosafos says, no, that's the kinyan orev. The matan mois al pi tzivul yoshel orev is considered as if the matan mois had been given to him. So when the Gemara says, what do you need behanor also? Bein l'shitas haramam, bein l'shitas ha-Tosafos, and the Gemara in the end of Bavras, when they say, behahi hanoe, the kasamach alei malve, the malve relies on the word of the orev to lend the money to the loive, that's not the actual kinyan. That's the reason why it's not a problem of asmachta lo kanya. According to Tosafos, it should be a problem of asmachta lo kanya because the orev agreed to sign as the to serve as the co-signer. He thought that it's never going to come to fruition. He thought the loive is certainly going to pay. If I would realize that the loive is not going to pay the money, if I would know in advance the loive is not going to pay the money, I would never agree to be the co-signer. People always serve as the co-signer thinking the loive is going to pay the money. So Tosafos learns that's why it's a problem of asmachta. That the orev thought that it's never going to happen. It's a hischaivus ala tanai. In the event the loiva doesn't pay, I'll pay. And there's an umdur of the muchach that the orev thought it's never going to happen. And never going to have to be muchayiv to pay. So Tosafos learns that's why it's an asmachta. The Rambam holds it's an asmachta because das ala tanai is asmachta. Rambam has a different sheet than what's asmachta. Any das ala tanai is asmachta. So according to the Rambam, das alone can create a chiyav mamon, but das ala tanai should be asmachta lo kanya. So the Gemara says, "Vahi hanoe," since the orev gets pleasure from the fact that the malva trusts him to lend the money to the loive, so therefore that solves the problem of asmachta. Bein l'shitas teis, bein l'shitas Rambam. In our Gemara, the Gemara is coming up, "Vahi hanoe," that's what creates the hischaivus. The malva says, I want to switch the chayiv. Instead of the loiva owing the money to me, I'm moichal on the chayiv. The loiva should owe the money to me, and instead he should owe the money to this third party. So the malva can be moichal on the chayiv. Fine, that's mechila. Good. But how does the loiva become mechayiv to give the money to the third party? So the Gemara says, since he gets hanoah, it's better for the loiva, because he's already overdue with the malva. The malva is going to harass him. You didn't pay the money. You already owed me the money on November 1st. It's about the end of January. You still didn't pay me the money. It's going to harass him. So by he annoy the loiva gets pleasure from the fact the komin shtanyele b'mil v'yishan on the mil v'chadosh. Now it's a new chov that I owe the new mekabel, the third party, the mai mishloshin, the third guy, and I'm just beginning with him, so I can dilly dally another month or two, another little bit of time. The Gemara said, what are you going to do if it's going to be the Chevra from Beit Ba'al Yashiv, that he's not going to give you any time? He's going to come with the old shah, he's going to say, this was already due 2 months ago. I want you to pay the money now, or I'm going to beat you up. So the Gemara says, Arachanami, that's why they back out. But initially, the Gemara thought talking about the easygoing people, not like the Beit Ba'al Yashiv, that they're difficult people. The Gemara says, Behahi hano, kamishtanya, mil vishan, mil vichadosha. That's what creates the hischaivus mamon. This is a mechudish dike Gemara. The hahi hanoe, that the loiva gets hanoe, that creates the hischaivus mamon that you don't have there in the end of Bava Basra. In the end of Bava Basra, behahi hanoe is to remove the problem of asmachta. And what creates the hischaivus there? So according to Tosafos, orev is the hischaivus, orev is matan mois. Matan mois to the loiva al pi tzivul ha-orev is considered as if the matan mois had been done to the orev. So according to Tosafos, you have matan mois. According to the Rambam, there's no problem. You don't need any kinyan to create a hischaivus mamon. But according to both Tosafos and the Rambam, there is a problem of asmachta. So the yanoah solves the problem of asmachta. But our Gemara is using this word, be'ahi yanoah, the loyder gets hanoah, so therefore, in exchange for the hanoah, he's mekabel upon himself his chayvus moment. You don't need a kinyan for that. So there's some chudish dikki gemara.
But the Gemara Bava Metzia in the first paragraph, where it says a person steals a field and sells it to somebody else, and then when the buyer knows that it didn't belong to the mocher, the one who sold, he says if he goes back and buys it out from the nignav, then
the ganav buys it.
The ganav buys it from the nignav, then it's considered to be transferred to the lokeya. So that is based upon the hanah because he trusted him. So here you have an example where the hanah could be used as a kinyan.
I don't know if it means the hanah serves as the kinyan, or when the ganav pays money to the nignav to buy it, so the umdana is not buying for himself; he's buying for the lekeach. I can go to the store, and I can go shopping, and I'm saying I'm not buying it for myself; I'm buying it for so and so, my next door neighbor. So I give you the money, and I'm kind of for the next door neighbor. So here also, the ganav didn't say a word, but it's an umdana that the ganav probably didn't buy it for himself. The ganav bought it for the lekeach to whom he sold it. He was a crook. Not only did he steal the karka, he sold it to someone else. So now he wants to clear his name. So when the ganav goes and he pays money to the nignav to buy the karka, it's an umdana, he's really buying it for the lokeach, he's not buying it for himself. So that's a difference. Not bahi anoah that switches the ownership. Bahi anoah creates an umdana in the muchach that the ganav is really buying it for someone other than himself. He's buying it for the lokeach. But here we're saying that bahi anoah creates the his chayvus. That's a chiddush. It doesn't say that at the end of Bava Basra. In the end of Bava Basra, bahi anoah removes the problem of asmachto lo kanya, bein neshitas harama, bein neshitas hatesis. This Gemara backs out from this right away. The Gemara says, what's going to be if it's going to be the Beit Baal Yashiv? That they're not going to give you any easier time. They're going to give you a harder time than the original Bachoy. The Gemara says, you're right, hilchus apaloi time. But for two lines, the Gemara thought to entertain the possibility that this is the Pshat. So this is a mechudish dikadin. Vehahi hanoe can serve to create a hischai this moment. What kind of a din is that? Hanoa ki kesef, yeah.
Should be like here too. It's like you see this kesef.
Hanoa ki kesef. Hanoa ki kesef. What the Gemara seems to say is a din of schivas poyalim. That's like Gemara says in the second parak in Kiddusha. Whenever I do some activity which I could really theoretically charge a fee for, as schivas poyalim, see, but I don't charge a fee. So the pula that I did had in its power to be kind of shibudim. I could have charged you, if I wanted to, $100. I'm an entertainer. I could have charged $100 for my, I'm a magician, whatever. They have magic shows, they have entertainment by bar mitzvahs. So I could charge money. I can charge $100, $1,000, whatever, for the entertainment. Instead of charging, I say, Hariyah Mekadeshah Slibet Ha'iyah Noah. So Schirah Spoilim, doing pula is a Maisi Kenyan. Usually it's kind of an amount of money. Here it can be kind of kiddushin. Here can be kind of kiddush.
It's also
schiris poilim. Why? So Rashi and the Rishonim say over there, because she would have been prepared to pay a pruto to someone to convince him to accept the gift. She has hanof in the fact that that he's accepting the gift from her. Normally, kiddush and the chasen gives the kala ring. Here, the kala gives a gift to a talmid chacham. And she's so honored by the fact that he's accepting the gift, because he doesn't accept any gifts from most people. So she's so thrilled by the fact that he accepted the gift. So he says, Arei Mekudesh Esli with the Hanoah that I was just Mahana you, that I accepted your gift. And this Hanoah is something that she would normally be prepared to pay money for. She would have paid money to the Rebbe's Gabbai, that he should convince the Rebbe to accept the gift. She would have been prepared to give amount of money to the Rebbe's friend or whatever, to some other person there to convince the Rebbe. So the Rebbe was Mahana her, and he could have charged money for that. It would look funny. He could have charged money for giving her that Hanoah. Instead of charging money, the pula that he does is kind of the issues.
To change this, is that
worth
money? To change from an old type to a new type? People would be money
for that. Yep. So
same logic.
Yeah, but the logic only works if he says, "Arei shani." So what are you going to say over here? That the Maim Shlosh don't only the Maim Shlosh, we usually assume the Malva says to the Loive, "The $1,000 that you owe me, give it to him." So now you have to add on, and the Loive says, "Behahi hanoe, I'm now obligating myself that you don't find it in Gemara. Tosfos says this mandama, this version, Amar Abasha Bihanoa, only works if it's midaita shalaloyve. And according to this Gemara, can't work bal korcha. But Tosfos says the Gemara backs out from there. Gemara backs out. That's the last line in the Tosfos Gufa. Miola, who time of the Mefarshim Sama? Yeah, another time, Mishtanya, etc. Mashmud Lokoi, the Lokoni, Elo Midaito. But the Gemara backs out from that. Sure. Yeah, but now you're adding on more. Not only that it only works Midaito Shalaloiva, and the Loiva has to say that. He says, I know that I'm getting pleasure that it's switching from Milvishan to Milvahadosha. I'm now accepting upon myself a new obligation to pay the Mekab Matana. That you don't have here. By the Adam Choshev, it says like that.
You don't need the words of saying why I'm chayv myself. I haven't done wrong. I'm chayv myself for Allah, even if I don't speak out the words. The condition you have to speak out, it shouldn't be Mekadosh Menuva, which doesn't help yet.
Not Mekadosh Menuva. Let's say he does entertainment. The chosin is a kibitzer. So he's a dancer. He usually puts on a show, and he charges $100 for his song and a dance. And all year he says, I'm not going to charge any money. He has to have mukudashesli with this song and a dance that I could usually charge a fee. I'm not charging you, so the pu'ula that he does is a ma'ase kinyan.
To make a kinyan on the telephone, not an ishus, you would have to speak out the same thing.
Yeah, you would have to say. You have to say.
Explain why you're being machne yourself.
I think so. If you don't say, so there's no kinyan. You have to say the hayah no. But over here, even if you say like Taisus interprets at this point, that the ma'amishloshin only works if it's with the approval, with the consent of the loiva, but to add on that the loiva has to say this, but yeah, no.
Buy the cow, you don't have to say I'm buying the cow with Tabazu. By Elisha, there's a special halacha in Amira, but not by Kinyan with Tatlin. You need an Amira. When I buy with the Kess, you have to speak out. Tarez Ekon Yuliba Tabazu.
It's self understood. Whatever self understood is good. Shaila by Kiddushin also, whether not everybody agrees that you need Amira by Kiddushin. But by buying karka metal, whatever self understood is considered as if he expressed the das. Yeah, but over here, whenever you have ani anoa, so the guy has to say ani anoa. That for sure the Gemara backs out from. Gemara backs out from the ani anoa. But this is a chiddush that the Gemara thought at this point. Ani anoa, the Gemara in the end of Bava says ani anoa solves the problem of asmachta. And our Gemara is saying a bigger chiddush, but yeah, Noah creates the hischaivus. Creates a new hischaivus on the part of the Lord. Then the Gemara backs out from that. No, it's a hilchus of a loitani. What are the others? Akas konchas lishla sala petropas. The Tosfos says that's an umdana. We assume that lo shavik libevi ayvach, he's not going to give the wife. And what's the third case? Amas ish lemunagar babayis kinoi. Even though he never said a word, he never said boof. It's also an umdana he probably wants. It's like a dvarim ha-nikdim ba-mira. From the dvarim ha-nikdim ba-mira. Okay. Some chudish nikigimah. Very good. Okay, we'll stop here.